We do appreciate you tuning in. It is Rebecca on the Morning Mix along with Christina Rodriguez of Mom's House for a few more minutes this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Wrapping up our hour-long conversation with gentlemen from Team Recovery, Matt Bell, the founder. Thank you, Matt, for being here.
Of course, thank you.
As well as Juan Duarte, president of the board of directors.
Yeah.
Here as well. We've heard your personal testimonies. We've heard how you both met. We know that Team Recovery has been around for 8 years and a day. And now we want to talk about Team Recovery, what you have to offer for those in our community and families as well.
Sure, sure. So I'll talk about some of the stuff, and then I'm going to leave the family support group meeting to Juan, because he really, really, that's where he, you know, came into the into his story.
Yeah.
And so no better person to talk about that. But, you know, we were kind of talking before we started, and we've just told our story. Like, the story and our truth has turned into so many good things. And I think that our personal experience is something that drives us and motivates us to be very, very, I guess, just resilient in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, we're not taking no for an answer. We see this problem becoming worse and worse. Kids are starting younger and younger. And so in the very beginning, our goal, literally in day two of detox, was like, I wrote down all these things that we wanted to do. And my thought process was, what's not being done in the community?
Okay.
Because if nobody's doing it, then there's an entryway into services there. And that entryway was primary prevention in schools, a hotline that just helps people navigate this healthcare system, because nobody knows, like, it's hard enough to find a dentist with your insurance. Like, treatment is so hard to navigate around insurances. No insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances. There's so many nuances there. Inpatient, outpatient, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we became, again, we went to every treatment center. We know who takes what insurance. We know what their hours of operation are. We know what days they do intakes. Call us. We'll just tell you where to go. You don't need to Google anything.
Yeah.
We'll tell you exactly where to go, because that window of when somebody wants help is so small.
Man.
You can spend 3 hours on Google calling, waiting on hold, all this stuff. And by the time you get an answer, your loved one has changed their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, call us. We'll give you an answer in 60 seconds and we'll literally do a warm handoff. So the prevention in schools, the hotline, and then family support. Mm-hmm. That's what it started with, was just, and all that stuff was just service work for us.
Right.
Like, there was no money in that. We weren't even thinking about money. We wanted to help. It was our living amends to the community that we took from for a very long time. And so for years, we just did that in service. And some of us started working in random jobs, whatever it was. And that was our, like, side project. Mm-hmm. And we would be in hospitals, overdose calls, all this stuff. And then it was like, you know what? We've really done a lot of really good work here. We can do treatment. Like, we know how to do it. Like, if these other people can do it, we can do it too. And so decided to get Team Recovery licensed through CARF, which is pretty much the highest level of accreditation that you can get. It's an international accreditation. And then through the state of Ohio, and then the Department of Medicaid. And so we opened our doors for services a year and a half ago. We offer outpatient right now, all outpatient services with sober living. We have 150 sober living beds that are always full and on a waiting list on a regular basis. But our approach to treatment is very unique. Our mantra is that we have a new approach to an old problem because of the way that we've lived and we've seen it. We've seen what heroin can do. We've seen what alcohol can do. We've lived it. And we've also been in treatment centers. We know what feels good as a client. We know what doesn't feel good as a client. So who better to say, let's structure a very unique, comfortable, fun, effective treatment center.
Right.
And so that's what we do on the treatment side. We still do the primary prevention. You know, we still do the hotline. We refer people out to other services more than we refer into our own services. And so, like, if somebody calls us and you're not a fit, like, we're still going to find help for you, because that's what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
And with our family support group meetings, you know, that started literally because a lady lost her husband. This was back in 2015. This was December of 2015. Mm-hmm. She called our hotline and said, I lost my husband. I can't go into these support groups because they're very structured on principles, and I can't talk about heroin. I can only talk about alcohol because that's the principles of these support groups. I don't know where to go. And I was like, I responded to her. I still have the message on Facebook. I said, we don't have anything right now, but I'll have something for you in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'll post it on Facebook, and I want you to come to that first meeting. And I thought that maybe a few people would come.
Yeah.
60 people came to that first meeting, family members that didn't know what to do.
I was meant to be.
Just like her.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, 2 months later, then Juan shows up to that meeting, and we have 150 lost moms and dads that don't know what to do in that meeting.
And the fact of matter is, as you know, as a family or as a mom that's gone through it with you know, my family as well, it is hard because you think a lot of times you're a stumbling block more than you're a help. And you have to learn what you should be doing and have that support around you, or you feel like you're failing. Duane, speak to, it's FAD, correct?
FAD, yes. FAD, it stands for Families After Addiction or Death. You know, and again, the lifeline he's talking about, the number is 419-561-5433. You can call us at any time, and we're going to help you, like with whatever that is, mental health, substance use related. But Families After Addiction or Death, it's on Thursdays from 7 o'clock till 8:30 p.m. It's at our main location, which is 4352 West Sylvania Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, 43623.
And if you miss any of that, don't worry. We'll get that information for you.
And so at that meeting, you know, again, you have family members and you have people in recovery. Sometimes you have people that are in active addiction or really struggling. So you have all these dynamics that are happening there that are educating family members, right? Family members are hearing raw information about what it means to be somebody with an addiction and in recovery too. So you're going to hear firsthand, like, yeah, your son is probably manipulating you right now. Like, this is what I would do. And then us as people in recovery, it tells us and shows us what we don't want to do again. So the family member's testimony for us is so powerful. It's so powerful because we're hearing the effects and we're seeing the effects. And many times we want to be mad about how our family members are treating us.
Right.
And in that room, we're like, okay, I need to remember it's not about me here. And that meeting, truly, if you're having a hard time or you're having any difficulties with your loved one that is suffering with addiction or alcoholism, please come check us out. Come see us. I'll be there. I'll be there with a smile, a warm hug if you want it. And we'll do whatever we can to help you and support you, you know. And the primary prevention too, you know, my job right now is to make sure our programs move forward, you know, in many ways. And Matt does a great job at the presentation. So if there's any listeners out here right now that are listening and you're at a school or you work with a school, it's our Choices and Consequences Prevention Program. And it's an amazing prevention program where Matt does a presentation to discuss the how your choices can lead you somewhere, you know, and all of these things are synergistic and they work together. We need all of them. We need the prevention. We need the lifeline to refer people and we need to treat it if it has happened.
Right.
You know, and that's, we're really focused wherever we need to be.
There's got to be a website, correct? That if all this information is on and...
TheTeamRecovery.org.
TheTeamRecovery.org.
That's right.
All right, we're going to put a link to that website on our Proclaim FM page, along with a link to the segments we have had for the last hour, so you can hear the testimony, personal testimony of Matt Bell and Juan Duarte, and then find out more about Team Recovery.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you, gentlemen. I wish we had more time because I feel like we could just keep talking.
Well, we'll do it again.
We will do it again.
Part two.
That's
coming.
Right. We can do this again very
soon.
Thanks
for having us.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. And Christina, thank you as usual for bringing amazing guests to our listeners.